When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
How much time are you going to spend worrying? How many days? How many weeks? How many hours are you going to spend worrying about getting to the stage fright? Knowing that the second you get there and you open up your mouth, you're not going to feel that way anymore. You're going to press forward.
So don't ever think wisdom is ancient. Wisdom has to be contemporary, otherwise what use is that wisdom? Now you wake up in the morning and you're blissed out. Do you ask to be or not to be? Only a miserable person asks that question. Essentially, when you ask the question, to be or not to be, what you are saying is a brief moment of life that you have on this planet, you are thinking whether to cut it short further. This is because time is a very relative experience. On a given day, you're very joyful. Have you noticed on that day, 24 hours, poof, went off like a moment. Another day you're miserable or depressed, 24 hours feels like 10,000 years. So only miserable people can have a long life. So those miserable people raise all these kind of questions and make it like it's some great philosophy. Life is not a philosophy. Philosophy is a silly explanation to a life which is a phenomena beyond all explanations. You can only experience this. You can't deduct it into your philosophy. The moment you deduct it into your philosophy, you become a constipated life.
Be patient. I think, I still like struggle with this today. Like, I'm just not a patient person. I think like maybe that's a millennial mindset, or maybe it's just, something that, I grew up expecting things to happen quickly. And so, for me, like, I really struggle with just being patient for certain things to happen. And so, especially in my 20s, like I was the type of person who like thought I was going to find success early on, and thought at like 24 years old, I would already have this, successful job or successful business. And it takes time. It takes time to personally grow. It takes time to figure out what you want to do in life, what type of person you want to become, and then like what's important to you. So I think like if I would have learned that lesson a little earlier on, I probably could have enjoyed the earlier days, like in my early 20s, a little bit more than I did. Because like for me, I was just really trying to figure it out as fast as possible, and it still took a large amount of time. I'm 32 years old. I finally feel like, I know what I want out of life. I understand like what business I want to build. I understand who I want to work with and what that looks like. When I was 20, I thought that was going to happen instantly. And so I've had to, probably humble myself more than most people, of just like being patient and just kind of like enjoying the journey and the process. As like cliche as that sounds, like I've found a lot of joy in the journey of growing this company over the last 5 years that I really just didn't think I was going to have in my 20s. I think like my advice for creators starting out today is, and I hear this from a lot of creators, they're like, oh, it's oversaturated, it's really hard to get started. It's actually completely false. It is the easiest time to become a content creator right now, and it's the best time for discoverability for any content creator starting out. You can go on TikTok or YouTube Shorts and make 10-second or 15-second videos, and the organic reach of those is unmatched currently. I mean, just look at my TikTok, which like I'm not a content creator, but I have had multiple TikToks get 500,000, 600,000, 700,000 views just like filming a day in my life, or talking about like, here's the 5 reasons why Mr. Beast is successful, or here's like 3 ways that you can become a content creator. Those TikToks do really well. And so I tell a lot of creators that are just starting out to really just like focus on short form to start, kind of hone in on your craft on YouTube Shorts, TikTok, now Instagram Reels, figure out like what that content is, stay true to yourself. Don't make stuff that you're not proud of just because it maybe will perform. Like, make things that you're truly proud of. And this is something that, Jimmy tells a lot of content creators, is like, your first 100 videos are gonna suck. So it's like, once you get to that like 100th video, go back and look at the first 5 and you're going to cringe at how bad it was. And so you really have to focus on making each video better than the next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think if you really focus on those like things of like, let's start with short form just because of the organic reach. Let's start with something that I'm actually proud of that I want to create. Let's make each video exponentially better than the next one. I think that's a good starting point. And then when you eventually start to gain some traction, like work in the long form. I think everyone now, and it's like, especially with the TikTok creators now, they need to figure out how they make long form content. It's hard to make a living just making 10-second TikToks. Not only is it incredibly difficult to monetize, brands are just not as willing to sponsor that type of content as they are long-form videos. And so after you figure out those first things that I said, now start figuring out how you create maybe 4 or 5 minute videos into 10 minute videos. So you can actually have AdSense and mid-rolls, and you can do a 60-second brand integration, like things that are tried and true and working for a lot of content creators right now. And so hopefully for the content creators watching, like hopefully that's helpful. And again, like each like video you post, some you're not going to be proud of, but I think if you really focus on, I need to make a better video next week and the week after, like you're eventually going to get really good at that craft. It might take you years, and Preston and Jimmy and Typical Gamer and a lot of these guys, they're on year 10, 12 of their careers. Jimmy's not on year 4. Jimmy was creating videos since he was 13 years old. It just took him a long time to figure out like what his style is and like what he actually wants to create.
Be appreciative that you've learned how to manage yourself, then move towards leading yourself. And leading yourself is understanding and starting to do the deep inquiry that you'll do for life. Why am I here on earth? For what purpose? And then to establish a vision, probably as a 20-year-old, it's probably 25, 5 years out. Where do I want to be? What do I want to be doing? Being with, learned, knowing, all those areas. And then what values do I want to operate within? So it's really developing that vision, value, and purpose for myself. And then once I have that, then I'd say the last step is start to identify people that I align with on purpose at different levels and start to move with them into the world. And Tasha Urich is a researcher. In 2017, she put out a book on awareness. She's been trying to measure, has been measuring awareness using different categories. And bottom line on her study, which is fascinating, and I can't think of the title of the book right now, but she speaks about 95% of people believe they are self-aware, when in fact it's more like 10 to 15%, she quotes, are self-aware. And she says, don't confuse thinking about yourself the same as being self-aware. Don't confuse thinking about yourself the same as being self-aware. And what she's trying to bring forth is that the process of working on yourself and bringing you as a being present to you is different than just seeing what your triggers are, or it's different than just seeing what your likes or dislikes, or seeing it's really the hard work of understanding who you are and then start to guide that. And as Marvin and I say, Dr. Washington and I say, lead yourself before you try to lead somebody else.
Still do whatever the hell you want, but the important thing is your life should be pleasant. Once you're pleasant, you're not satisfied with that, you will want profoundness of experience. Then you make your life profound. If it's pleasant and profound, you'll have no need to do anything. If something is needed, you will do it. If nothing is needed, you can sit here joyfully. What's the problem?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.